Southern Champion Tray is one of Chattanooga's oldest manufacturers, around for nearly a century. During this pandemic, the maker of food trays and paperboard packaging has shifted some of its operations to produce disposable face shields. The company has been donating the shields to healthcare providers and first responders, but it's also ramping up to sell them to businesses that need them. David Chapman is a structural engineer at SCT who worked on the design.
David, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Ray. It's good to be here.
Describe the design of this face shield.
This face shield, it's a two-piece unit. It starts with a headband. It's much like an old school Burger King birthday crown that you used to get. And then the second part is just a large window that securely locks into the temples of the headband. Pretty simple.
And one thing that you were concerned about in designing this was making sure that there was a wide field of vision.
Well, that's true. And actually, it was more the concern of the doctors and nurses that I was developing this with. In the early stages, I realized that no matter what it is that I come up with, I have to make sure that it's useful. So I need to reach out to these people. And through some friends on Facebook and Instagram, got connected to half a dozen doctors and nurses, and they kind of became my review board as I was designing this thing. They told me what was working, what wasn't, and they're the ones who actually said, I need a wide field of view. One of them said, if we're crowded around a patient trying to save them, I need to be able to see who's standing next to me.
And how long did this consulting take, and how far and wide did you consult?
Let's see, I think the consulting probably started late March. I think probably middle of the week, maybe about the 26th, by the 30th, 31st. I remember I sent out a picture to my review board and on that morning and said, this is the design that I've come up with last night. I'd like to talk to you later tonight about it. Let me know if we can schedule something. And it just took off like a rocket. By the middle of the day, several of the doctors were asking if they could get samples so that they could show other people. By the end of the day, I was getting orders from as far as Kentucky, which was incredible because we hadn't even talked tooling yet. Barely anybody in the company knew that I had a design yet. It really was lightning in a bottle.
You mentioned tooling. What challenges have you and the company faced in adjusting your operation to be able to produce these shields?
What we make on a daily basis is donut boxes, to-go boxes. A large part of it is food trays like you would get at a ball game or a food truck. Last year, we made over a billion of those food trays. But it was interesting to drop everything and start making the face shields once everybody realized, oh, we have a thing that we can make that can contribute, that can help. We were able to go from concept to our first production run in a little over a week. It was very impressive. I wanted to run down and give everybody a hug, but that's not something we do anymore in this age. But yeah, it was truly surprising how quickly we were able to retool and start pumping these out.
These are being donated, but you're also taking orders.
That is correct. We joined a coalition of other packaging companies to commit to donating 100,000 in our own areas. I think as of right now, we've donated 75,000 already. But yes, we do plan to sell some to anybody that needs it outside of the area.
And what are you hearing from companies like yours elsewhere in the country, elsewhere around the world that are collaborating, producing face shields?
I think we all realize that there's an opportunity that as manufacturers, there's a way that we can help. So many people I've talked to and about the face shield, you can see it's almost a physical change when they realize, oh, there's something I can do about this. Instead of just waiting to get sick, I can take action. I can do something to help my community. And everybody on our industry is jumping into that. We're just all trying to figure out what's our part to play in trying to help humanity.
And if people want to contact you, contact the company, what's the best way to do it?
We have gotten interest in the face shield all over the planet as far as Melbourne, Australia. We are trying to funnel all of our interest into an email address, faceshield@sctray.com. So please don't call me anymore. I've gotten so many phone calls and I tell people, I couldn't sell you anything if I wanted to. I'm not that part of the system. please go to the email address.
You handle the design part.
Yeah, yeah, I'm the design guy. I'm not a sales guy. I'm not the production guy. I made the thing, and now it's I'm handing it off to someone else.
And even though you've handed off the design to your colleagues, you still have a lot of work to do.
Oh, absolutely. I've been walking around, checking with each department, saying, if there's anything I can do on a design level to make this run faster, make this run easier, if there's anything I can get for you, beg, borrow, steal, let me know, I'll do it. The sense of urgency of getting the product out there to the people who need it, it's so heavy on top of us right now. Everyone feels it, but it's a good way. For so long, you know, everyone's just kind of saying, when is coronavirus going to hit Chattanooga? When are we all going to get sick? But now it's more of, okay, when are we going to put out the next batch of the space shield? When are we going to be able to get it into the next hospital? The urgency is still there. It's just channeled in a different way.
All right. David, thanks so much.
Thank you.